With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The Middle East is bracing for a potential flare-up in violence after Israeli authorities said a rocket from Lebanon struck a soccer field in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. It killed 12 children and teens in what the Israeli military said was the deadliest attack on civilians since October 7th. Also on SRNews.com, Donald Trump held a rally in Minnesota as the presidential campaign enters a critical final 100-day stretch. The rally in St. Cloud on Saturday also featured his running mate, J.D. Vance. Mr. Trump says his administration cannot run away from responsibility. The Biden administration cannot run away from the responsibility for illegal immigration at the U.S. southern border.
3 years she was the border czar. She let it be known, I am the border czar. Then she never went to the border. She's terrible. She's worse than he is, I'll tell you right now.
The rally was a gamble for Mr. Trump that could potentially force Democrats to devote resources to a state they might otherwise ignore. It's no more Mr. Nice Guy in the 2024 presidential race.
At the GOP convention following the assassination attempt on his life, Donald Trump tried delivering a message of unity, but that has since changed. He told a rally last week that he's not going to be nice in this campaign. Trump describes Kamala Harris as an extreme liberal who's weak on crime and the border. And the vice president isn't holding back either. She's calling Trump a predator, a fraud, and a cheater. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Polls have opened in Venezuela where 17 million voters must choose between handing the increasingly authoritarian Nicolas Maduro a third presidential term or throwing their support behind an unknown newcomer. This is SRN News. A California megachurch is working to get out the vote.
It's called the Comeback California Tour, and it's being organized by Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, pastored by Jack Hibbs. It will consist of a series of events designed to teach other churches how they can get believers to the polls in November. Calvary Chapel's website says, quote, California is at a crossroads, urgently needing the church's influence to reverse the moral decline and stand in the gap for our children, families, and communities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arkansas Supreme Court has ordered the state to initially count signatures that were collected by volunteers in favor of putting an abortion measure on the ballot. Justices this week issued a one-page order that stopped short of ruling on whether a lawsuit over the proposal can move forward. The group behind the measure sued after the state rejected petitions it submitted. The state has argued organizers did not submit proper documentation. This is SRN News. Major trouble for a nonprofit in North Carolina.
Regulators now say a nonprofit run by the wife of Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson must repay $132,000 for what they call disallowed expenses while carrying out a federal child care meal program. State officials Friday revealed a larger amount in a letter following a compliance review. Authorities earlier said the nonprofit owed the state $24,400 in unverified expenses. But Friday's letter counted well over another $100,000 in ineligible expenses. Jason Walker reporting.
Wisconsin Republicans are asking voters to take away the governor's power to unilaterally spend federal money, a reaction to the billions of dollars that flowed into the state during the COVID-19 pandemic. More details at SRNnews.com.